Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also download our full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. In this week's podcast, we're going to take another quiz to test your knowledge of the vowel sounds of English. This week's quiz will focus on the difference between the vowels a and e. We're going to test your ability to hear the difference between words like bad and bed. Being able to hear and say the subtle difference between these two vowel sounds is an important part of speaking English clearly and correctly. Mastering this vowel distinction can be quite challenging. Many students make the mistake of replacing the a sound with e. For example, instead of saying sad, they might say said, or vice versa. Instead of saying said, they might say something that sounds like sad. It all depends on your native language. This can be confusing to your listener. With the right amount of practice and training, you're going to be able to pronounce the difference correctly, just like a native speaker would. Before you take this quiz, I recommend that you listen to podcasts number 5 and number 6. Podcasts number 5 and 6 teach you how to pronounce a and e distinctly and correctly in full detail. You can also find instruction and lots of training exercises on my English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. So let's begin the quiz. You're going to hear three words. The words sound very similar. The only difference between them is the vowel sound they contain. Some words will contain a, and other words will contain e. Listen and repeat each word, and write down the words in the order that you hear them. But first, let's review how to articulate these two vowel sounds. Remember, for a, your tongue is flat and forward. Your jaw drops, and your lips are spread. Please listen and repeat. A. A. For e, your tongue is forward, and the tip is somewhat raised. Feel the sides of your tongue gently touching your molars, your back teeth. Spread your lips slightly. Please listen and repeat. E. E. Now please listen and repeat the words and write them down in the order that you hear me say them. Number 1. 10. Tan. Ten. Number 2. Dad. Dead. Dad. Number 3. Said. Said. Sad. Number 4. Guess. Gas. Gas. And here are the answers. Number 1 was ten, T-E-N, then tan, T-A-N, then ten, T-E-N. Number two was dad, D-A-D, dead, D-E-A-D, and dad, D-A-D. Number three was said, S-A-I-D, then said, S-A-I-D, then sad, S-A-D. Number four was guess, G-U-E-S-S, then gas, G-A-S, then gas, G-A-S. Learning to speak English with a standard American accent is a gradual process, but if you work at it regularly and practice as often as you can, you're going to improve. Accent reduction is primarily a physical activity. You need to repeat and repeat the new sounds of English until they become a habit. This is known as muscle memory. Muscle memory is the ability to do something without thinking about it. The process of speaking English with an American accent is a lot like the training that dancers, musicians, and athletes go through. They repeat and repeat until they achieve perfection. It's important to have the right training tools in order to improve your accent. That's why I recommend that you check out my English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. You get all the sounds of English in one course. Best Accent Training MP3s contains all the sounds of English with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You get all the vowels of English, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specifically designed it for that purpose. Best Accent Training MP3s, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, please contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. I'd be happy to hear from you. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.